of that door, lady.
No, you're going to stay here until my...
Okay, then, don't let go. But don't blame me if you get hurt.
No!
Mr. and Mrs. North, starring Richard Denning and Barbara Britton. Listen as Pam and Jerry solve the mystery, The Crooked Ring. The Olympic Gymnasium, owned and operated by Marty Dan, is a place of legalized assault, rubbing alcohol, cauliflower ears, and cloudy minds. Of eyes bright with the vision of success and dull with the reality of failure. Of young men on their way to the garden and old men on their way to the grave. A place like the Olympic Gym is always the beginning for a kid like Gil Henry, and often it's the end.
You left, Gil. You left. Use it. Use it. Go for... Okay, that's enough. Cut it, Ace. Hold it, Gil.
Okay, Gabby. How'd I look, Gabby?
Go take your shower.
How'd I look?
How do you feel?
Terrible.
That answer your question? Now go.
Gabby, didn't she call? Didn't she...
No.
I'll take my shower.
No, wait.
Well, I don't feel too bad about what Ace did to you just now. He's good. Old as he is, he's good. Smart. He's fought them all, the best of them.
Yeah. But, Gil...
Yeah?
If you're going to lose any fights, lose them in the ring, huh? Not in the saloon.
Oh, Gabby...
You were drunk last night?
Yeah, but...
Then the night before?
Okay, yeah, but...
Go take your shower.
Oh, but, Gabby, I gotta see Marty.
What is it?
Gabby. You wanted to see me?
Yeah, sit down. Is Gil gonna be ready for sale at Bell?
The bout's a week from tonight.
So?
So ask me a week from tomorrow.
Look, stop cracking wise.
You see him sparring with Ace?
Ah.
With 10-ounce gloves, Ace could have had him inside three. And the sailor is Ace's kind of fighter.
It's that dame, that Laura Evans. What does she want, anyway?
She wants Gil to use his college degree to teach physical education at some jerkwater college upstate.
Ah, she's nuts.
So argue with her.
Listen, Gubby, we got to get Gil straightened out for that Bell fight. This is one fight he can't lose.
You're wrong, Marty. It's the one he can't win.
Now look, Gabby.
Dame, trouble or not, Gil's not ready for the sailor. I told you that before you made the match. In another 6 months, okay, but not now. You're trying to bring the kid along too fast.
I know what I'm doing.
You're running the chance of losing the best boy you ever managed. That's what you're doing. Listen, Marty. If Gil takes a bad beating from the sailor, he'll listen to the Evans dame. He'll quit. He'll never fight again. Right now, Gil's got to keep winning, winning big, winning all the time, all the way.
Nuts.
I know what I'm talking about. Look, let's find a way to duck the sailor. Try to get a postponement.
No.
Marty.
You heard me.
Okay, Marty, you're his manager.
Gabby?
Yeah?
Don't forget it.
Forget what?
I'm Gil's manager, and I'm going to be his manager as long as he fights. And anybody who tries to hijack me out of that boy is going to wind up on the wrong side of an awful lot of trouble.
Good night, Jules.
See you later, Jules.
You ate too much. You always do when we have dinner at Jewel's.
Mm.
You'd better start watching your waistline.
Oh, nonsense.
But, Jerry, sitting behind a desk all day, never getting any exercise...
I get plenty of exercise. Golf.
Golf?
Yeah, with Joe Bailey.
Last April.
Yeah, well, I'll call Joe in the morning and make a date for...
Mm-hmm.
Well, sometime next week with me. And another thing, I'm going to start doing more walking. Walk to work, walk... Oh, there's a cab.
There's taxi.
Oh, I didn't see it. What's the matter? What are you laughing at?
You?
Oh?
Darling, if you're serious about getting some exercise...
Well, I am.
Then let's walk home.
Walk home? You mean now?
Uh-huh.
Well, are you sure you're not too tired?
Oh, I'm fine.
Well, those shoes you're wearing weren't made for walking, you know.
Oh, they're fine.
Fine. Well,
Here we go, then, huh?
Here we go.
Oh, Pam, dear, don't you think we should...
Jerry, look.
Hmm? Come on with me.
No, now leave me alone. Something's wrong.
Yeah, we better find out what it is.
Oh, be careful, darling.
I want to talk to you, Laura.
There's nothing more to talk about.
Hey, just a minute, fellow. What's going on?
What's it to you?
Well, you seem to be bothering the lady.
So?
So, I think you better stop.
I think you better mind your own business. Beat it.
Hey, now, look, fellow.
Yeah, heard me. Beat it. Get moving before I...
Jerry!
Let go of me.
Let go after I...
Stop it, Jill. Stop, please. I'll go with you.
Hey, look, okay. Miss, you don't have to
please,
go anywhere.
Please, I don't want any trouble. It's all right. Really, it is. Come on, Jill. The
car's right here.
Well, now, what do you suppose that was all about?
I don't know, but that guy came awfully close to socking me.
If he had, he'd been sorry.
He'd been sorry? Oh, damn, dear, do you know who that was?
Do you?
Well, she called him Gil, didn't she?
Yes.
Well, I've seen him before, often. He's been on television, and his picture has been on the sports page of every newspaper in town. That was Gil Henry, who may very well be the heavyweight champion of the world someday.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, I've had enough exercise for one evening.
Taxi! Hey, taxi!
You're behaving like a fool.
We're going to have this out.
There's nothing to have out. Now, please, take me home.
No.
Jill, be careful.
What? What's there to be careful for?
Well, you're acting like a child. Now, slow down.
When are we going to be married?
Oh, Jill, will you
when?
Slow down? When you come to your senses, when you tell Marty Dan you're through fighting.
What's wrong with fighting? That's what I don't get. What's wrong with it? In one fight, just one fight, I make more than I'd ever make.
No, I know. More than you'd make in 5 years at Hillcrest College. But I know what it'll cost you, too.
Cost?
Yes, cost. Marty Dan takes 20% of everything but the beatings. The cut eyes, the broken noses, the scrambled brains. I've seen those men up at the Olympics. That sparring partner of yours, that ace Carlson.
But honey, I'm a winner. I'm not going
to... Oh, win or lose, you get hurt every time you fight. What do you think it's like for me, sitting there, helpless, while someone I love is... Well, I'm not going to live like that, that's all. I'm not going to... Oh, Gil, that man crossing the street! Look out! Look out! You got it! Okay, hit him! You're hitting Gil!
Come on. You walked right in front of me. I didn't see him. It wasn't my fault.
Oh, Gil. Gil, look at him.
Wasn't my fault, Laura. You saw him. You saw how he walked right out in front of me.
Gil, he's dead.
No.
He is.
We got to get out of here.
You what?
Before someone sees us. Come on.
Are you crazy? We
come
can't.
Come
on. Gil, my arm, you're hurting me.
Get in the car.
Gil, stop. Oh, Gil. We can't run away like this. We can't.
May I have some more coffee? Pam.
Hmm?
Coffee.
Dash your cup.
Pam.
What?
Not in the saucer, dear. In the cup.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, what the devil is so interesting in the newspaper?
Jerry, read this story. This one here.
Hmm. Man killed by hit-skip driver. Hmm? What about it?
Read the story.
Paul Calvin, 134 Birch Drive, Manhattan, was fatally injured last night in a hit-and-run accident. Calvin was struck down while crossing Miller Street near Harkness Boulevard.
Jerry, that's only 6 blocks from Jules Restaurant.
So?
Well, listen to this. An occupant of an apartment on Miller Street witnessed the accident and described the death car as a gray convertible with New York license plates and occupied by a man and woman.
Well, I still don't see what...
Jerry, that man last night, that prizefighter, he was driving a gray convertible.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, Pam, there are thousands of gray convertibles.
All within 6 blocks of Jules Restaurant? And all occupied by a man and a woman?
Yes.
And another thing, that Henry man had been drinking.
Yes, but... Oh, Pam, dear, this is nothing but a coincidence.
Maybe so, but I think we should call the police.
No.
Jerry, please. Or at least call Bill Wigand.
Bill is out of town and won't be back until noon.
How do you know?
Well, because he's meeting me at my office and we're having lunch.
Then talk to him then.
Pam, this is ridiculous.
Please, darling.
Okay, dear. On one condition.
What?
I'll speak to Bill at lunch if you'll please let me finish my breakfast.
Who is it?
Mama.
Open
been trying to call you. Where you been?
Have you seen the newspapers?
Yeah.
Gil, we've got to go to the police.
Laura.
Oh, please, Gil.
Are you out of your head?
But this is wrong, Gil.
You want me to go to prison?
Well, you know I don't, but... Gil, you killed a man.
I didn't mean to, did I? It was an accident, wasn't it?
But the police will find you.
They won't. Look, Laura, the car wasn't hurt. Just a headlight broken, that's all. I can have that fixed, and the police won't know a thing if you don't tell them.
Oh, but Gil...
Listen, we'll go away, Laura. I'll take that job at Hillcrest.
You'll quit fighting?
Yeah.
You mean it?
Yes, Laura. We'll get married right away, buy a little house near the college. Oh, honey, I'm not asking for myself. I mean that. It's for us. Us. Our whole life together.
All right, Gil.
Oh, Laura.
But you've got to tell Marty Dan that you're through fighting as of today.
I will. We'll go see him together. Right now. Oh, Laura. Gee, I love you.
Oh, Gil.
Oh, everything's going to be all right, honey. You'll see. We're going to be happy.
Oh, sure.
Come on, let's go see Marty. The car is parked down in the...
Oh, Gil.
Marty.
Hello, Gil. Morning, Miss Evans.
I just on my way down to see you, Marty.
I know.
You know?
The transom. Better close it, Gil. Close it.
How much did you hear?
Enough.
What are you going to do?
I don't know, Gil. What I just heard was a big shock. But I haven't had time to think it through yet. You're in a terrible spot, Gil.
Oh, now, look, Mark.
An awful spot. And like I say, I just got to think about it. But offhand, I'd say what I do depends on what you do.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, Miss Evans, I mean that you tell Gil you won't say anything if he quits fighting.
Well?
So, I'm just sort of thinking out loud, you understand? I guess the thing for me to say that if he does quit, I will tell the police.
What do you...
Look, I've invested a lot of money in Gil, Miss Evans.
Yes, and you've got it back.
But I don't invest money just to get it back. I invest to make a profit.
Hey, wait a minute. Who are you calling?
Gabby. Now, you've got a lot of work to do to get in shape for Sailor Bell.
He's not going to fight.
Oh, he'll fight. You're in love with him, and you won't talk.
I wouldn't count on that.
No? Well, I would. Yes? Oh, yes. Send him in. Now, let's see. Hello?
Jerry?
Well, Pam.
Darling, what time are you meeting Bill for lunch?
Hi, Jerry.
He's here now. Just a minute, Bill.
Right.
And we're going around the corner to
Jerry, you can't.
Huh? Well, Pam, what's the matter?
Darling, it is.
It is?
Yes.
Is what?
The car.
Car?
The one that killed that man. Gil Henry's car. I know it's the one.
Oh, Pam,
it's parked in the alley behind his hotel. The McAllister on East 72nd.
Darling, will you please...
And the left headlight is broken, and you've got to get over here with Bill right away and hurry.
Yeah, but... Hello? Pam, hello. Oh, hung up.
What's this all about, Jerry?
Well, I'm not quite sure, Bill, but I hope you had a big breakfast, because it looks like we'll be skipping lunch.
What do you think, Gil? Will Laura talk?
Of course she won't.
I asked Gil... Oh, I don't know. I don't think I care.
Ah, come on, kid. Now,
what
don't...
What did she say when she left here?
Nothing. She just left. Will you stop worrying about the dame, Gabby? You got enough to worry about getting Gil into shape for the sailor. Now, look, Gil. You said your car wasn't hurt bad. Just a headlight broken, eh?
Yeah.
Well, where is the car?
In the alley.
Okay, now you give me the keys and I'll take care of it. Gabby, you and Gil grab a cab back to the gym. What's the matter, Gabby? You don't look happy.
I didn't know the mess Gil's in was supposed to be funny.
Gil isn't in any mess as long as he goes on fighting and doesn't ever change managers.
See you at the gym.
What did he mean by that crack about not changing managers?
He thinks I'm after your contract.
You?
And he's right. I was.
How'd you figure you could get it away from him?
I had some angles. But I guess I can forget them. Funny. I've been in this game 30 years. All that time, I got a picture in my mind of the kind of a boy I'd like to have all to myself. Train him. Manage him. Teach him all I know and bring him along slow and easy. Pick the spots. Just the right fight at the right time. And then I finally see him and... what's the use of talking? After what's happened, Marty Dan owned you from the ground up, and you'll wind up a tank town bum instead of a champ. Unless Marty suddenly drops dead.
What in the world is taking them so long to... Who's that? Oh, Goins, he's taking the car. I've got to stop him. Wait, you there, stop.
Something wrong, lady?
What are you doing in that car?
Well, what is it to you?
Get out.
What?
You heard me.
Now, just a minute.
That isn't your car.
No?
No.
Okay, so it happens to belong to a friend of mine. I'm in a hurry, so let go of the door, huh?
You're staying here until... My
okay, then, lady, then you've got to let go. But I hope you can run back.
Oh, come back here. You come back.
Pam?
Jerry.
Oh, come on. Oh. Pam, darling, are you hurt?
I'm all right. Help me up. Ouch.
Oh,
what
is it?
Well, I sat down so hard and my... Well, never mind what, but it hurt.
What happened, Pam?
Some man drove off in Joe Henry's car.
Yeah, but how did you find out the car was here?
I called that man, you know, the sports writer on the Chronicle, and asked him where Gil Henry lived. And then I came over here, saw the car, and telephoned you.
Well, Pam, I ought to take you over my knee and spank you for barging off on your own like this.
Oh, please, Jerry, don't say things like that. Remember where I hurt.
Jim's on the second floor, Bill.
Yeah.
In here.
Mm-hmm.
Golly, I hope Gil Henry's here.
Well, since he wasn't at his hotel, chances are this is where we'll find him.
So who do you suppose the man was who took the car?
Your guess is as good as mine.
I've got the tickets there, folks. Less than 4 bits apiece.
Is Gil Henry here?
Yeah, I'd probably be working out. $1.50 for the three.
I've got our ticket right here.
Huh? Oh, police.
Homicide.
How? Yes, sir.
Where can I find Gil Henry?
Oh, in a locker room, I guess.
You and Pam wait here, Jerry.
Okay, Bill.
Locker room straight ahead, Lieutenant. Homicide. Oh, I better find Gabby. Oh, excuse me.
What? Oh, sure. Huh? Here's a chair, Pam. Would you like to sit down?
Yes, but I think I'd be more comfortable standing up.
Okay. What the?
Jerry, that was a scream.
Yeah, it came from in there. Come on.
Oh, Jerry. On the floor, look.
Hey, that's the girl we saw with Gil Henry last night.
She looks like she's fainted.
Yeah, but what made her scream? She must have... Pam.
What?
Lying behind the desk.
Darling, he's the man who took the car.
Don't touch him, Pam. He's dead. There's a knife in his back.
Okay, Sammy. Beat it.
Oh, sure.
Anything I can do for you?
What?
I'm Gabby Keegan, Gil Henry's trainer.
Lieutenant Wigan, homicide. You know where Henry is? That character at the ticket window.
Sammy Burke.
Said he'd be in here in the locker room.
Oh, I thought he was here. What do you want to see him about?
Well, is there a way out of here except through the gym and out the front entrance?
Yeah, but why would Gil...
Just answer the question.
There's a door to a fire escape back of the showers. Look, Lieutenant, what's this all...
Hey, Bill.
Jerry, what's the matter?
Murder.
What?
Yeah, in the office right next to the stairway. Some guy with a paper knife in his back.
Marty.
Who?
That's Marty's office. Marty Dan. He owns the gym. He's Gil's manager.
Come on, let's have a look. All right, Miss Evans. You say you came into the office, saw Marty Dan dead, and screamed and fainted.
Yes.
What'd you come to see him about? Well?
Nothing.
Answer the question, Miss Evans.
She doesn't have to answer.
You keep quiet, Keegan.
Did it have anything to do with the accident, Miss Evans?
What accident? What are you talking about?
The hit-and-run accident.
Oh, it was nothing. It wasn't important.
So unimportant that you can't even remember what it was, huh? All right, Miss Evans, let's try another one. Do you know why anyone would want to kill Marty Dan?
No.
Keegan?
No.
Okay, you two wait here. Pam and Jerry, you can go along if you want to.
That's all right, Bill. We'll stay.
Well, suit yourself. I'm going to see if the medical examiner...
Lieutenant?
Yeah, Donahue.
There's Sergeant Blaine from the local precinct outside. Came up here looking for Marty Dan and Gabby Keegan.
Huh?
Why? Says Gil Henry walked into the station house about an hour ago and gave himself up.
Gave himself up?
That's what he says. On a hit-and-run charge.
Oh, no. Oh, no!
Miss Evans!
He didn't! He couldn't have! Oh, no!
No, no, no. Take it easy, Miss Evans. Take it easy. Take it easy. Hey, and see if you can get her quieted down, will you?
Yes, Bill.
Come on, Donahue. I want to talk to Sergeant Blaine. And I want you along, too.
Bill.
Here, let's try to get her to lie down on the couch, man.
Darling, do you suppose the medical examiner saw Marty Dan's office?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, go get him. Maybe he can give you something to quiet.
Yeah, okay.
This door's locked. Lock the other way and run through the gym.
Hurry. Now, please, Miss Evans. Locked. But that's not right. It is, and from the other side. Miss Evans.
What?
Oh, nothing.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I'd better go out.
Oh, no. Get away from that door. Not until I know what you're thinking.
Don't be a fool, Miss Evans. You can't get out of this office.
You think I killed Marty Dan, don't you?
I know you did. That door over there is locked from the other side. And now this one's locked, too. So the only way you could have gone into Marty Dan's office is through the door from the gym. But if you'd gone into his office when you said you did, my husband and I would have seen you. You didn't scream and faint as soon as you saw Marty Dan. He was alive when you walked into his office.
Yes.
And you killed him then?
Yes.
And you screamed and pretended to faint.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, I killed him. But I don't care if you know, if everybody knows. It doesn't make any difference now. Not after Gil's given himself up. But they're not going to send me to the electric chair. I'm not going to let them do that.
Miss Evans.
No. Come away from that window.
Let go of me.
Jerry, Bill.
Oh, no.
No, I won't let you. Stop it, Miss Evans. We're
going
to...
No.
Look out. We're going to fall. Look out.
Pam. Jerry, the window.
Bill, look down there.
Good Lord.
Pam.
Jerry, what? Wait, I remember. Laura Evans. Jerry, she killed Marty Dan.
Yes, ma'am.
How do you know?
Well, she's given Bill a statement.
She tried to get away. I grabbed her. We lost our balance.
Yeah, and fell almost 25 feet to the sidewalk. Thank heavens that gym was only on the second floor.
Why did she do it, Jerry? It killed Marty Dan, I mean.
Well, you see, Marty knew about the hit-and-run accident and was going to hold it over Gil Henry's head to make him go on fighting after he'd promised Laura he'd quit the ring.
Oh.
Well, Laura says she went to see Marty to plead with him to let Gil quit. They argued. He slapped her. She lost her head, picked up the paper knife on his desk. And...
how awful.
Yeah. The irony of it is that right about that same moment, Gil was at the precinct station confessing to the hit-and-run accident.
Was Miss Evans badly hurt in the fall?
No.
Well, what about me?
Well, you got a nasty bump on your head and a sprained ankle.
A sprained ankle? Oh, how horrible. Oh,
Pam, you were lucky to get...
Lucky? Jerry, you know what happened to me when Marty Dan took Gil Henry's car.
Oh, yes, you bruised your...
Yes. So if I can't sit down and I can't stand up, what am I going to do with the rest of me?